Hey guys, oh man, what a day, what a day, what a day. We're here, the Bearder crew right here. We're here after day one of E3 2011. I am your host, Mr. Wes Gardner. I have the whole crew here. Got Mr. Brian Belita right over there.
Tyler's going to be really hurt that you just said that.
I'm still not used. He's like the new kid that's like getting back into the group, you know? Like we invite him some places.
To be perfectly fair, he's not like online and we're just shunning him, right?
Right. Well, correct. Like, I don't think he's even on like Steam or Facebook.
Yeah,
or
no,
because if you are, we apologize.
Yeah. he's gone home to be a family man. So.
Yeah. Someone's got to hold down the fort and maintain Ninja Beard's good family values.
That's
so
true.
Thanks, Tyler.
Because Lord knows we won't.
He has a complete life.
he did make a post though. He did make a post about his E3 predictions, I believe.
Yeah.
Check him out on NinjaBeard.com.
Definitely.
We completely forgot to do that, didn't we?
We kind of did it in the podcast, didn't we? Like,
it's June 6, 2011.
Gotcha.
And you're listening to episode E3?
E3 2011 part 1.
Yo. Day 1.
This will be a prequel.
Is this actually day 1? Because
it's technically day zero.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow it starts.
It's like things say release date. And whenever they say release date, it means it releases from the shipping warehouse. It's always confusing to me.
Yeah. Man, I totally forgot to like save the chat logs and get good quotes from the IRC channel we were chatting in.
I forgot too, but I think I might have auto-logged it, so we may be good.
Okay. Awesome. All I remember was, or somebody will probably post it on live, but I remember was Good Gerb Jeremy. Was that it?
Good Gerb Jeremy!
Good Gerb Jeremy.
Oh man, but do we want to do this kind of in order that they were shown, like in order of appearance?
We can try to. I mean, so what was the first, Microsoft conference?
Suppose we can go back to Konami, because I didn't cover that.
Oh, yeah. In the interest of time.
I missed Konami's as well. All I know is there's something about Transfarm.
That was kind of it.
I mean, Konami's whole thing was they're porting a bunch of their PS2 library to HD collections, and that was kind of it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of troubling, because like, this is the magic bullet, right? They're going back to their PS2 stuff and remaking it and selling again. It's not like they can do that a second time.
Right.
So what do they do after this?
Well, no, I think... I actually think it's kind of smart, because whatever they're working on, they have more time to work on it.
Yeah, this is totally a delaying tactic.
Yeah. I think
what are they working on?
We don't... That's it. I mean...
Kojima showed off a new engine, so he's obviously making a new game.
Right.
Yeah, but that's probably for like the next like.
No, he said PlayStation 3, 360, PC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's his version of Crytek.
Oh, that's right. I guess they did announce the whole collection, I guess, including Peace Walker, which I'm kind of excited about.
Dude, it's good, man.
My friend was playing that on PSP all the time. Like, we'd get together to play HeroScape, and he'd sit there playing Peace Walker. So I'm kind of excited for that.
They teased a new Contra game.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The weird thing was at the end it showed the Contra thing and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then it said, they are coming. And I was like, they, like multiple.
Yeah, the bros.
I assume they as in aliens?
Yeah, aliens.
Oh, I thought of it as mini, like a remake of various Contra games. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No. It's definitely talking about the bros.
They're talking about a Contra as a reboot, like a Lords of Shadow style reboot.
Oh, gotcha.
So is this by Mercury Steam again, or is
Mercury Steam's claims are not involved?
Okay, well that's good.
Hmm.
But I mean, as a year ago, David Cox was talking about how if he were going to choose another game, it would be Contra, and it would be for the 3DS. So we actually don't know what it is quite yet, and Konami was kind enough to be incredibly vague to the point where you can't actually produce any hype about it because you don't know anything.
do the Contra guys even have names? Like, do they have names like Biff and Brody? What are the names?
Baloney Bill.
One is called Billy.
One's called Lance. Yeah, I think it's Lance and Billy. I'm always positive.
Yeah, those are some good names.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's very 80s action movie names.
With that aside, I missed out on the Konami thing, but I guess I heard about most of the aftermath.
Well,
from
the one thing that was like particularly important about Konami is what wasn't there is that they didn't show Rising.
True.
Yeah. Mm.
So the reports about that game being like in development hell might be pretty true.
Ooh, yeah. That's because they're they're putting in Kinect control at this point.
Jesus,
no,
don't
no, saw that was true. They would have seen it at Microsoft.
God, we might as well just go right into Microsoft now. But
I would bring up one thing about Rising. They did show like concept art, and like Kojima brought out the artist, and the artist looked so uncomfortable and apologetic to be there.
It was Yoji Shinkawa always kind of looks like that, though. He's very not a hermit, I guess would be the wrong word, but the dude just does nothing but paint. So like they bring him out, and he's like, "Oh, the sun."
Right.
So
they
do have a little bit of Rising stuff. A Rising like logo would show up in like the montage.
Yeah, and Mark,
the Snatcher logo.
Yeah, I was about to say, Mark, did you see that Snatcher logo on the back?
I'm trying not to think of
that. All right, but yeah, we want to move on to Microsoft.
But yeah, as I was going to say, there was so much fucking Kinect in the Microsoft conference.
Called it.
No, I don't have a problem with so much Kinect. If they made something different with Kinect, it was the same game seven times over.
That's true. It was like, all like on rail shooters.
Yeah, this one has Elmo. This one has Star Wars music. This one has Fable.
Oh God, the Star Wars things. That was just like the what was the one? God, that GIF of like where he stands up against the robot or giant ship that's coming up.
Oh yeah, the dropship.
Yeah, the dropship, and then he like steps back and does
the incredibly fake Star Wars Kinect thing.
Yeah,
like insanely old though. Oh yeah,
that was last year's, and it was like if they made that game, I think I would have been more interested. But then they took like the Clone Wars aesthetic and then made it so everything was a canned animation. There was no actual walking animation. He just kind of dashed towards.
Yeah, he floated everywhere. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, it was.
I couldn't tell. Is the Jedi supposed to be you or is it supposed to be Anakin?
I don't know, because it just looks like...
Who would want to play as Anakin? People would reject that.
Yeah, it looks like...
Well, it's George Lucas, and he fucking loves Anakin.
Yeah, he's kind of clueless about that. I would say, though, that it kind of reminds me of Rebel Assault, because that wasn't really a game as much as it was a fucking FMV game.
Well, no, that's true, but it was...
FMV minigames.
But it was good.
Yeah. No.
I feel like Rebel Assault in the 90s would not have assaulted my memories as much as Star Wars Kinect does in 2011.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, the thing was about Rebel Assault was kind of like on that first wave of like the rejuvenation of the Star Wars franchise, and so people kind of give it more of a pass. But now we've seen this shit so many times, and people are just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's most disappointing to me, though, is Fable. Because Molyneux has been talking all this shit for the last 2 years about Kinect can change these games. Kinect is the big fundamental game changer. And he's had the damn kit. He's like the first developer to actually have the kit. The one game he makes is the same rail shooter.
It's a horse carriage simulator.
God, that thing was almost just as bad as the medieval move thing that Sony had, but that's later on the line.
The medieval move thing, you can have like direction and
that's true. You could actually move yourself, but
chat, they were talking about being the dog, and I think being the dog would be more exciting than driving the horse.
No, we were talking about that for that Rise game
right.
So the first thing that starts off was like dog walking around medieval Rome and some shit, and we were all like, oh man, do you get to play as the dog? And then it was, what was Rise? I can't even...
It was that Crytek game.
Fuck Crytek. Having Y in place of eyes is not a thing. You can't make that a thing.
Well, it is if you run the WWF. So, like China and Rhino.
I didn't even put two and two together because it seemed so not like a Crytek thing. Because like, Crytek, CryEngine, everything, and then
it seemed like every other Kinect.
And then it was all a pre-rendered CG.
Yeah.
So
my shield.
Today was the E3 of CG trailers.
Yeah,
I agree.
It was really disappointing.
Like there were so many games that should have been able to show off gameplay. Like Insomniac's game. If they want to make a Pixar movie, that's fine. But make the goddamn movie. Don't make a trailer and expect me to be hyped for the game.
Do you think that's going to be on the show floor, though? Like, the actual gameplay stuff?
Maybe, but I mean, why didn't they just show the trailer then?
That would be cool. That game did look pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea looks okay. And Insomniac is good with writing. They're good with that kind of humor. But they didn't show me anything, like, as a game to be excited about.
Yeah. Well,
wait, was this an Insomniac 360 game, or what was...
Yeah, it's a multi-plat Insomniac game.
Really?
Yeah, probably everything except PC. Overstrike, I think.
Yeah, I think Overstrike.
How terribly generic.
Yeah, it was kind of a generic name, unfortunately, but everything else about it
was
kind of...
Was it Overstrike : The Reckoning?
No, it was Overstrike : The Overstrikening.
Yeah, Overstrike Vengeance. Yeah.
Overstrike Match Strike.
Overstrike Chronicles.
Right, yeah.
Microsoft also had Halo Remake. Which is just, it's a purely graphical remake. It's the point where you could actually turn the new graphics off if you wanted to. But it has the old physics.
I don't know what it is. Halo just makes me mad. I can't explain it. Like, I have played them, and yeah, I know that they're fun games. I mean, you know, you guys know me. I have low standards, whatever. I enjoy games, you know. But there's just something about Halo that I just find incredibly uninspired. And
I think part of it is, like, Halo is kind of like freeform jazz. A lot of people may like that, but a bunch of people are going to be like, what the fuck is this noise?
Yeah. And
I think it's also kind of presumptuous in that everything, like, Halo was doing at the XB1 era, like, had already been explored by, like, GoldenEye and Perfect Dark.
Right.
And the PC was doing the other side better.
Yeah.
So,
I would say that it's so bizarre, like, hyping up a remake of Halo 1 when Halo Reach is by far and away the best game in that series.
Yeah, this is just the weird thing.
They're not going for, like, a full remake. They're just going for the basic graphical remake and selling it for a budget price.
Right.
Because why not go full hog and just have them remake it in Reach graphics?
Yeah, but it's, like, $40?
Because it's cheap and they think they need a Halo game every year.
$40?
Well, it's the same reason that that Morrowind, you know, they're releasing the 5th anniversary Oblivion thing, because there's a new Halo coming out, and this is a stopgap that they can put out, you know, some fresh shoes, and people will buy it, and they'll make some money.
Yeah. Hey, wait a second, Brian, where did you hear about that Oblivion special issue?
Yeah, who broke that story? That's weird.
Oh man, that was crazy. Have we not talked? Well, I guess I wasn't on the last cast.
I don't even think I actually officially brought it up. Like, we did kind of in the pregame stuff last week, but we didn't really talk too much about it.
We can. I mean,
we're
probably
getting off topic.
We can just. But we're right. So I don't know. So it's just, you know, they're literally just kind of moving some assets from one of their other Halo games into this one, and selling it, and it'll make them money, and so that's why. But then, I at the end of the conference, the Microsoft one, they're like, all right, and here we've got something from a brand new trilogy.
Yo.
Like, what the worst fucking phrasing I've ever heard.
Yes, exactly. I don't have a problem with Halo 4. I don't have a problem with Halo 4.
Because we knew
it
was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. But I have a problem saying that you're going to make up to 6 of them. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to get – so why should I be excited for number 4? We're going to get Halo 5 and 6.
Because they said Xbox 360 trilogy. That means for at least 3 years, they expect this to stay on the 360.
It's not moving anywhere.
Because they can't, like, it's going to take, like, 18 months between games. I mean, they'll kill the franchise if they pump out it every year.
Hello, Assassin's Creed.
Hello, Call of Duty, but...
I'm just...
But not only that, but that Halo 4 trailer was just bad.
Yeah.
It was another CG trailer.
Right. And it was just, okay, you woke up, right, where we've got, like, a Marvel superhero movie intro going on, and then it's his heart, and then he wakes up, and then he's running through a ship, and then he stands on the end of an exploded ship in space.
Yeah.
The one thing is, like, I don't know how you can be excited about that. Not because Halo's, like, drained or anything, but because no one knows what kind of game 343 is going to make, or how good they are. We don't know if they're even fit to wash Bundy's shoes.
Yeah. Well, it'd be great if it was like a game based on the Arbiter. I've always thought that was great gameplay.
Yeah, this would have been a good time for them to switch from Master Chief, but Microsoft will never allow that.
Yeah. No. Well, isn't 343 Studios, like, isn't that the actual Bungie guys that, like, moved?
No, it's different people. But Bungie as a whole pretty much went on their own. Yeah. 343 may have some old Bungie people.
I was about to say, where's, like, Frank O'Connor and...
I think they're with Bungie.
Really? Because they did some weird, like, Activision Infinity Ward type split. They did a weird, like, those people are in 4 different places now. And I'm trying to think. I think 343 is the good team. And Bungie's not. Or I won't say that, but Bungie's the...
Well, that's what happened. It happened before Reach, and Reach was pretty good.
Yeah. And that was 343.
Well, wait a minute. Wasn't that...
No, Reach was Bungie's, strictly.
No, let's see.
ODST. Who did ODST?
3-4 made Halo.
ODST was Bungie.
Waypoint, yeah. Halo Evolutions. I don't know. I'm just looking at the.
343 has not made a strict Halo game yet.
No. Okay. God, that's so bizarre.
You know what was weird that I discovered watching G4 today is that there's another developer called 3-4-5. You know what they make?
What?
Deadliest Warrior games.
Oh, great.
Man, that's confusing as shit.
They knew exactly what they were doing.
If we can't even get Bungie and 343 straight, how are we going to get 343 and 345?
Well, thank God 959 Studios doesn't exist anymore.
Can't wait till 763 Studios comes out.
867250.
It's like some 1984 shit with everyone being numbered.
Right? They're all seconders.
Right. Oh, man.
It would have been a great time for them to... A great thing for them to do is, I don't know, maybe introduce a new, like, franchise or something. Well, because...
I was about to ask you guys, okay, we had it set where a Halo game and then a Gears game, and then a Halo game and then a Gears game, so what's going to fill that gap for Gears of War?
Yeah,
do we think they're going to do another trilogy the same way they did
Halo? Jesus Christ.
Well, they need something to take up the space between Gears, because apparently this is the last Gears game.
That's what I mean. Like, what's going to... Do you think they're going to announce another goddamn trilogy for another first-party Microsoft title that we've already had three fucking games of? Or do you think they're actually going to take a chance and make something new?
Maybe it's the Crytek games? Maybe that's the idea?
Hope not, man. Oh, my God. Oh,
I think Microsoft's biggest failing here wasn't that everything was the same Kinect game. Well, kind of. It's that there was no genre variety. And that's something Nintendo and Sony both cover really well.
Correct.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, E3, for Microsoft Conference, you can find any kind of game you wanted as long as that game was either an on-rail shooter or a regular shooter.
And I mean, I made the kind of the fake joke that, oh, well, the Microsoft conference will be a lot like last year's. It was almost verbatim.
Yeah.
Like little kids giggling and talking about grabbing.
And they were so scripted. I don't know what the point of that was. It just, I guess they got embarrassed because last year the girl forgot her lines.
So they had to redeem themselves with the same thing? Like, I don't know what.
It's kudos to Noda broke the leg of an avatar.
Bam!
That guy looks like a pedophile.
Doctor Kudos.
Doctor.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, I remember in the IRC chat, the second someone said that, like, everyone exploded, like, doctor?
Like, what?
Did he go to, like, University of Phoenix Online and pick up his degree?
Yeah, ITV Tech.
He graduated from that Subway school where you learn how to make sandwiches. Okay, so Forza 4, do we care about that?
I kind of care about Forza 4, but if they're gonna shove Kinect into it, I'm just gonna play Forza 3.
Yeah.
So just.
Oh, can we talk about how awesome it was? Like, I think in the beginning, or maybe even at the end of the conference, they're talking about like Kinect is useful for everything. You know, waving hands, punching things, and even pulling a trigger. And then they had the demo of that one Tom Clancy game where a guy's like opening his entire hand and fist to shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like he's churning butter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've been working on these APIs for a while. I think this is supposed to be their big rollout for them, but I don't like they didn't tell developers, I guess.
The thing gets me about this whole conference is that these are the exact same games that Nintendo couldn't sell to anybody for the past, 4 years?
Right.
That the hardcore didn't want anything to do with.
Right.
So what the hell makes Microsoft think they can get away with what Nintendo couldn't figure out to do with?
They're going
to
put them on Mass Effect, bro.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's the weirdest implementation. So if you guys haven't heard about this, this is you say the dialogue choice in Mass Effect, then Shepard says something that's kind of like what you just said, but the actual dialogue.
Yeah. Right. Is. So basically you say good, bad, or normal, and then he
Well, you actually says, read what it says.
Right, yeah.
Like, so Shepard says, fuck you, reporter. You actually say, fuck you, reporter. And then Shepard will say, I'm not sure I agree with that, Mr. Reporter.
Or if you wanted to, you could just use a button and hit and like select the dialogue.
Right. But, and that's like they had a pretty brilliant implementation of the dialogue wheel with the analog sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're basically going back on that for a far, far more tedious implementation.
So let's assume that this happens and like this is a great innovation and people actually want to do it. How does this not also work with like the original like Microsoft camera, which also had a microphone
or the headset that comes with every 360.
Yeah.
Voice
I'm willing to bet it did because the Kinect itself has no processor, so it has to. It's just I'm sure Microsoft threw in like buckets of money if they made this Kinect exclusive.
Right. Yeah. Well, everything was just like, oh, and also there's Kinect functionality, but
this,
you can also
and this is the one way they could figure it out just voice chat. Yeah.
It's so
well, I think I'd rather just that instead of them shoehorning some motion controls.
Yeah, exactly.
Mass Effect. Because this doesn't really change the game at all. Like, if they wanted to incorporate some motion controls, they would probably have to change something.
Yeah.
No, see, here's what's funny is like you can think of good Kinect implementations, like planet scanning. That would have worked well with Kinect.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Looking at your
what they've done is like the most tedious thing, but it's the most I guess, easy to market.
Their marketing deal is always how it's so immersive, but this literally removes you one more step from the game.
Right.
And this is also the easiest thing you can shove into the PlayStation 3 version in a year.
Yep.
Navigating the universe.
This would have worked much better with Dragon Age Origins, where you don't have a character that talks. You just say the line yourself.
Yeah.
If they did it there, it would be fine. But since Shepard's an actually established character who says his own dialogue, it doesn't make any sense.
So Scoopy, it's like you're reading him his lines.
Yeah.
But okay, Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider was good. I thought it was interesting.
I like the idea that it's interesting. I think it's a good idea that they're going more of a survival horror. Because Tomb Raider just fits for that.
That was my main disappointment, though, is that it didn't look too survival horror-y. There were points where, like, I've been saying for a while Tomb Raider needs to do something other than chase that Uncharted dragon, but this looked like it was kind of chasing that Uncharted dragon, except some guy came in and threatened Laura every so often.
Yeah.
Yeah, was this revealed during the Microsoft conference, or what?
Yes.
Did it have Kinect functionality?
No.
That's another thing. A lot of the stuff on Microsoft was right. They opened with Modern Warfare, which is cross-platform, and then they had Tomb Raider, which is cross-platform, and
they only own like three studios, and one of those studios is making Halo for the next 12 years.
Yeah.
So. Well, what's weird is we have a list of what's at their booth, and there's games that could have been announced there that weren't. For example, they have an Alan Wake episodic XBLA thing going called Night Springs,
is pretty cool.
Which is Kinect-enabled, but it's not necessarily using it.
There's also the cloud storage thing. That was actually something to...
All their profiles are now cloud storage, which is a huge deal for, most people. They made no big deal about the IPTV stuff. It was just kind of an offhand mention. I think they spent more time on the avatar creator, which I think was probably hastily rushed in after they revealed it for the 3DS.
Yeah.
Was Need for Speed You Are the Car in the Microsoft concert? Was that
EA's? Was in EA.
You are the car.
I think we've basically exhausted Microsoft now, so we might as well.
Hold on. Favorite GIF moment from the Microsoft concert?
The kids were mean looking, but
the football guys were just hilarious.
Football guys were okay. All right, Wes.
Mark.
The Alice one was definitely up, because there's no way those kids like squirming around have any impact upon the game itself. Those are clearly just a way to get your kids like to expend a lot of energy so you can send them to bed.
I really enjoyed when they were in the balls and they started literally just throwing their arms around. There was no way they were controlling that at all. No meaning, nothing.
But on the flip side, the little avatars on the screen were going ape shit, whenever they were moving their arms like that. Like, it made me laugh out loud.
I wonder if we can just take that animation of Kudo Tsunoda's avatar breaking his leg and put that in a ball
and actually make it a legit thing. Yeah, but let's move on to EA.
What was yours? I didn't hear yours, Wes.
The kids in the ball.
Oh, that's right. I think mine was probably during the demo for the new Fable thing when he pulled out the javelin of ice and then grabbed it like a shaft in midair and kind of gently lofted it forward.
Yeah, he had no body momentum. He just
two enemies that were just literally standing there.
Yeah.
Well, it's cold. Do you really want to hold on to it for very long? You can't really blame him.
At least he would arch his back, you would think. Like, he literally stood completely straight up and down, and that makes it funny because his arm moved.
He kind of slow jerked it. It was really awkward.
Yeah, it's very sexual. Okay, EA... We got it right here.
Fuck that Need for Speed game.
There's no reason
to get out of the car. I was already kind of annoyed with L.A. Noire because it had Assassin's Creed chases. And that you take that and put them in a Need for Speed game.
And make them a QTE with only one button.
You're not even controlling him. You're just watching him run and then pressing the button occasionally.
It was just one button. It was just triangle or whatever. I don't know what system they were demoing it on.
I think it was A on 360.
Maybe it was an A. But anyways, it was one button. It was the same fucking button every time.
Yeah.
Absolutely no control.
It was weird.
Hey, let's make a racing game and have some QTEs during the race.
Hardly any cars. Mass Effect 3 was weird because, to me, their presentation there made it look identical to Gears of War.
Well, they kind of happened with Gears 2. I mean, Gears with Mass Effect 2, though. They're kind of moving toward that.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was probably intentional. Like, they actually showed some footage on... either Spike or G4 right after, and it did have more RPG elements, and they actually talked those elements up.
They did have some pretty rad set pieces as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they apologized for, how badly they bungled Dragon Age 2. So maybe they.
No, that was funny. Is Ray Musica, or however you pronounce his name, came out. It's like, you may know us from Neverwinter Nights, Cheer, Mass Effect, Cheer, and Dragon Age. And one guy goes, boo!
Boo, yeah! But, it was bizarre. Like, there's turret segments now.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. Yeah,
that was very Gearsy.
Yeah, it felt like not Mass Effect.
See, it was funny because, like, Shepard's like, he's calling it an airstrike, but he's standing at the very end of it.
Yeah.
He just, like, falls off.
Yeah. But no, that was really, I mean, I know it's...
Shepard survived worse.
I'm so in love with the Mass Effect universe, so I know, of course, I'm going to play it, but that was really weird. I don't know, I mean, whatever direction they kind of want to take it, but it's weird if they really do a big kind of overhaul.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on Mass Effect 3 because I don't want to buy a Kinect game, but I already have, like, two Mass Effect games saved on my Xbox 360 hard drive.
Yeah, well, so I mean, I'll be playing it on PC, so...
Yeah. Upgrade your computer and create a save file using one of those Mass Effect
creators.
I am really curious to see if the PC version will have the voice thing. In which case, it would basically just kind of be so you don't really need Kinect. It's not really a Kinect selling.
Do we know whenever Windows 8 is coming out?
That's another thing. Did they fucking overhaul the dashboard again?
Yeah, they did. Yep. Now it looks exactly like Windows 8 and Windows 7.
And so is this like a mandatory thing? Like, you update your Xbox and okay, you've got a new UI.
Well, yeah. I mean, every fall.
That is so fucking weird.
Yeah, every fall, man. But, like, do we know anything about Windows 8? I haven't really been keeping a lot of...
I've seen some things. They have, like, a tile desktop thing, and it's, like, HTML5 compliant.
Because what I'm terrified of is that they're going to save the release of Mass Effect 3 for the PC to go in line with Windows 8, so it'll have Kinect support out of the box. I'm horrified of that happening.
That'll cut their bottom line. Speaking of which, EA released a Mass Effect press release during the conference, and they showed that... if you order it on Origin, you get exclusive DLC.
Oh, God, Origin, that's right.
They're going to be pushing this really hard, probably to the detriment of Steam users.
Yeah. Real quick, before we talk about Origin, back to Need for Speed real quick, I have to mention how fucking ruthless those cops were. They, like, blew up a fucking fuel tanker to, like, get you off the road.
No, they made a comment in the game, like, oh, that's a civilian helicopter, but that didn't make any sense either.
Yeah.
No, this makes sense to anyone who's watched Smokey and the Bandit. We understand that sometimes cops can go out of the way to do things like this.
Yeah, that's so true. But right, so Origin, what the fuck?
Yeah.
First off, I just want to know how they got Origin.com, but I guess EA has money.
Yeah, they have bookers of money.
They own a company called Origin.
Well, what confuses me is the fact that, like, literally on goodoldgames.com, not 3 days ago, they announced, hey, EA is our brand new partner. And then, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, if they're coming out with their own deal, wouldn't you think they would save that stuff until they would launch at Origin? Or I don't know if they're just doing business with everybody.
This is a thing where EA is going to
Origin right now.
Origin in, like, 6 months, 7 months. And there's going to be a bunch of games that, like, totally fucked us over because we had to use Origin for them.
Yeah.
But they're just not going to support it that well.
Right.
So am I understanding? I went to Origin.com. Am I to understand that I can pre-order SSX for the PC? But no.
I think it's their portal for everything.
Everything, yeah. Starting from $59.90. I love that starting from $59.90.
Oh, boy.
SSX looks good, though. SSX, I'm very happy they went back from that Modern Warfare style
too.
Thing.
Absolutely. Because I just love the way SSX has always felt. It kind of, I guess MotorStorm was sort of like a spiritual successor in a way, because it was sort of drifty, a little bit floaty, but it was all based on physics and momentum. And glad it's going back towards that.
Was SSX Modern Warfare-y at some point?
Remember? That very first thing. It's called Deadly Descent. And he had like...
Oh, that's right.
And they're like, boy, you got to get in there and clean some shit out. And like,
that's right. I do remember that now. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And I just want to, before we move on, I want to throw EA under the bus for opening their press conference saying, hey, we don't need celebrities.
Now
introducing these three football players. Yeah. And you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, really? Like, come on.
Yeah, I would have thought
somebody talked to somebody about that.
And then they had freaking like FIFA and Lil Wayne, and what the fuck was that?
Yeah, I mean, you have to think, brother, that soccer is the most popular sport on Earth.
Oh no, absolutely. Yeah.
So
But yeah, so EA, let's see, were there any really good, I don't think there were any good GIF moments from EA, because that really was more low-key.
Imran brought up a really good point on the IRC chat. He said that Need for Speed now has running, and Battlefield just has tank driving.
Yes, yes. That's right. EA's Battlefield demo, or Battlefield 3 was, or sorry, Battlefield 3, was like a 20-second montage, and then it was like 13 minutes.
Yeah, it was just a gauntlet of driving through a desert.
And the stuff they were showing in montages looked way more interesting. It was actual, like, building destructibility. Why didn't they just show a demo in, like, a city is beyond me.
Right.
Because
especially if they're trying to be the Modern Warfare killer here. Modern Warfare is that bland in the actual level design.
Right.
I missed it, but did the Modern Warfare 3 from the Microsoft concert open with dual welding? Was a guy welding with two welding torches?
He's like, you gotta get under that sub, bruh.
That reminds me. Modern Warfare 3, how it opened in that conference, set the tone for the whole conference. Because the second it started, the 360 controller went out and said, please reconnect controller. Which, with all the Kinect stuff, makes a lot of sense.
Please do it, please.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right, so after EA is the one I miss, which is Ubisoft. So please fill me in.
There's really only two interesting things. Mark, do you want to...
Well, there was... they started off with the new Rayman game, which looks fucking... I don't think we've ever seen a 2D game look like this in terms of like animation quality and just how good the sprites look. I mean, it looks like a 50s like Disney movie.
It's beautiful.
It's like VanillaWare had a budget and like production values. It's
P.S. Go play Capsize on PC. But anyways.
There wasn't as many like LOL moments. They kind of toned it down a little bit.
Are there any raving rabbits?
Yeah.
But the guy that did that had an epic beard, so we automatically give him a bonus.
That's pretty cool.
He had a fucking pointed beard. It's like 3 feet long. Looks like he could stab a man through the heart with it. It was great. Yeah. Unfortunately, it was a Rabbit Kinect game, and so it can go to hell. it ended with... what did it end with?
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it ended with Revelations, which looks way more violent than I'd expect from an Assassin's Creed game, but I guess that's the direction they're going now.
And this is nitpicky. He's a lot older, but he's also somehow a ninja that can do backflips over people.
Right, he still is agile.
Well, he's more agile, and he's like 70. And it's like,
I think part of it is I just don't feel like playing Ezio anymore. Yeah. His story was over in 2, and it stretched a lot to extend the Brotherhood.
The only thing that really caught my eye on that, like the CG on it looked really nice, but whenever they were about to hang him, and he looked over and he saw Altair on that same perch, I was like, I see what they're doing. Like, it was kind of like that, everything kind of clicked together. I know they hinted at that stuff in Brotherhood, but, you know, just to see it in CG means they are going for narrative first, which is pretty nice. I mean, I'll play the same game if the narrative stays strong, so.
See, but I mean, with all the Ubisoft price collapses, I really have to question whether or not I want to play another Assassin's Creed game this year.
That's true. I mean, it's very much whenever they started showing the gameplay, I was like, yeah, this sure is an Assassin's Creed game.
Real quick, so I Googled Ubisoft E3 conference just to try to find a picture of the beard guy. Mm-hmm. And I went to some other site that had a roundup of it. It's saying something about dick jokes.
Oh, Mr. Caffeine.
Yeah,
Mr. Caffeine. What the fuck?
Who the hell? That was Mr. Caffeine.
Here's the thing about Mr. Caffeine. He was amazing in that somebody paid money to write the things he was saying, and it's at no point did anyone stop and say, this is a horrible idea.
Was he somebody who worked at Ubisoft, or was he a comedian, or what?
He was one of their employees. They mentioned that at the beginning of it. I'm not exactly sure what he did, but he was an actual Ubisoft employee.
So there's a decent chance they just went, this guy is the office personality.
Yeah.
Let's put him on stage.
He was voting class clown in the third grade.
Well, he's probably the guy who has the most public speaking experience and probably the guy they used to trot out for conferences all the time. But
the thing that kind of set the tone is I was watching the game trailers feed, and they had some dude, or I think it's actually the owner of Kotaku, and it wasn't Brian Crescento, it was a guy right above him. And he comes out and he said, like, what was the pun? Oh, it was for Battlefield. And he was like, thank you for the Battlefield stuff.
Die in a fire.
And then that set the whole tone. It was nothing but that for 45 fucking minutes. That guy had some smarmy-ass remark. You just know he didn't eight-ball. The moment he got off that stage,
what bothered me about the Ubisoft conference were the parodies of, like, look at all the retro stuff that we, like, if we made Assassin's Creed 20 years ago, this would happen. And with this amazing-looking watercolor Prince of Persia game
I
would have loved that. If you got me that instead of Revelations, I would buy the fuck out of it.
Right.
Or like the XCOM one, they brought out this, they're trying to make fun of games, I guess, try to make fun of old games because it's like their 25th anniversary. So they bring out this, they bring out this XCOM looking thing, and everyone in the chat room, and I'm sure everyone at the conference, is thinking that looks fucking amazing. Is this what Ubisoft is coming out with? It's like a really great downloadable game. And then the Mr. Caffeine comes and says, our game's really dumb 25 years ago. Here's a fucking Tom Clancy game, and say, things sure have changed in the past 25 years. Yeah,
everyone groaned after the Ghost Recon one, and he was like, yep, Ubisoft sure are crazy. Like, no, you didn't earn that. You don't get to do that.
He's not allowed.
Oh, God.
Man. Let's see, what was...
There was one other thing that got me about the Mr. Caffeine guy. For some reason, he started off saying, well, ladies make up like 40% of the gaming public or whatever, and say, and some of them are really smoking hot.
Yeah, he's like...
That was so fucking sleazy.
Yeah, that made me feel weird.
Yeah, here's everything that...
Thanks for putting gamers back another 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, here's all the stereotypes that people hate about gaming, and you fucking corporate asshole, you're just going to kick it back because you think we're a bunch of goddamn skeeves.
Yeah.
And it's the company that, like, you know, trotted out Jade Raymond.
Yeah.
Or first and foremost for Assassin's Creed. Like, you remember that picture of Jade Raymond and the entire development team for Assassin's Creed, where she's literally in
she's
front.
She's standing up front. Yeah.
Oh, and another thing, another fuck you to Ubisoft. They had Jade from Beyond Good and Evil in the logo for 25 years of Ubisoft, and then after the conference, Ansel comes out and said, "Yeah, we're not making another Beyond Good and Evil for this console generation. Sorry."
What a dick.
Yeah.
But it says they're still developing it, so either the next consoles are coming very soon, or this is moving a lot slower than anyone expected.
Right, exactly.
Or maybe it's going to Vita.
Maybe it was a tomfoolery thing, like not this console generation, but the handheld console. Yeah, they'll pull something. I don't know. But was that it until Sony?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't think of anything else on Ubisoft.
Yeah. As far as I know.
Far Cry 3.
Which, by the way, hilarious G4 on those beeps on the sensors. Like, the one I watched, I guess it was the game trailers, it was completely uncensored. But I heard that, like, it was just a train wreck of bleeping. So then he, like, did a minute and a half long bleep just to make sure. You know, just to be like, because there were F-bombs and fuck that and shitbag this. And it was ridiculous. I will say that going underwater, though, was kind of a tense moment. Like, even though it's a CG whatever, I was like, you know, that's actually fairly well done. And then he gets up and holds a gun for 6 minutes and doesn't shoot it, which kind of upset me. But whatevs. It's Far Cry.
Bad. Sorry, no, I was so Nintendo gets their own day tomorrow?
Yeah.
Pretty much. It used to be Nintendo and Sony on our Tuesdays, but Sony moved to our Mondays.
And I think that's kind of – I think we now know why Sony chose to go the evening before Nintendo. And that is the PS Vita.
Yes. They hit that out of the park. That's,
absolutely.
I'm very critical of Sony at times, but this is something that worked out absolutely perfectly for them.
You know they're taking a loss on it.
Listeners who don't know that they announced the PlayStation Vita is $250 for the Wi-Fi version – and $300 for the 3G version. But it's also, like, if you live in Europe, sorry, because it's a straight $250 conversion.
That's terrible.
So €250, which is about $500 American dollars.
Yeah, whatever. Our wages are depressed, so fuck those guys.
White Reaper's going to kill you.
I don't know. Sony's was it was a little long-winded at times, and it was...
Yeah, it was like 3 hours.
It was for the most part just solid, which is good, which is fine. But they had a couple things that looked really, really good.
They had a lot of announcements, but I don't feel they paired a lot of those announcements with the proper enthusiasm.
I agree.
Like, pretty much all their presenters were terrible.
Yeah. All the presenters look really sloppy because it looks like they're using developers.
And was everyone at E3, Microsoft, everybody, did they all have like bad suits or suits that were too big for them?
Yeah, not only did they have bad suits, at the Sony conference, they had to run a 5K before they fucking took the stage. I mean, seriously, they were like, oh, with the Vita. Like, it was horrible to listen to. I was like, what are they doing to these poor people?
Oh, that was so weird.
Yeah,
and
it was having no direct feed footage was really bad.
Yeah.
But I was just about to say, I was sitting here, and the missus, my wife, came in and sat down. And she was like, you know, because I had the one window open with the IRC chat, another kind of window open this on the side with the stream. And she was like, so you're watching a tiny screen of a shot of a tiny screen? I was like, yeah, I guess I am.
Indeed.
Thanks for like Uncharted, you can kind of see because all the graphics in Uncharted are huge and, you know, big characters. That Torchlight game they showed, you couldn't see anything.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you could see that it ran well, but that was about it.
I love me some action RPGs, so that seemed kind of neat.
Yeah.
Oh, but just go back to the developers. You know, I'm sure nobody actually listens to this podcast, but if you do, you guys have to come out in public once a year. That's all you have to do. You're only on camera once a year. Have a shirt. A shirt.
That
have
fits.
It pressed. Yeah, that fits. Have it pressed. Keep it in the, keep it in like a little plastic baggie. Clothes.
Right, vacuum seal it.
Yeah, vacuum seal it. Don't worry about it. Just bring that thing out every year. Don't come out with this horrible, ungodly thing you pulled out of the bottom of your hamper. All right? That's just, you're making everybody look bad.
It is bad. But,
yeah, go on. Yeah.
They were all like, was that stage just super hot? Because everyone was sweaty and breathing hard. And
see, that's what I was thinking, why everyone was wearing the loose-fitting suits, because it's L.A., it's the summer, that stage is probably really hot.
But it looks.
But then Kazuo Hirai comes out in the suit that I assume has to be air-conditioned, because there's no reason it should be that big.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he looks like an extra from The Mask.
Well, I think we all said that it was definitely a dad suit. It was like a grandpa suit.
Yeah, and Jack Tritton did not look comfortable to be there.
He didn't. Is he literally colorblind
as fuck?
I didn't get that indication. I thought he was stiff. He was Jack.
He's
Tritton.
Always kind of like that, though. He's a little stiff. And
is he colorblind? Like, I think that's the question. Because
look,
he was
I enjoyed
like,
his salmon.
Sam, yeah,
shirt.
Salmon
was a good
shirt.
It was a
blue
good
tie.
Shirt. So,
I have to say, I am proud of Sony for at least showing the restraint and not bringing Kevin Butler out this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And I know you guys will probably disagree with me, especially you, Imran, but I thought that coming up front at the very first of the conference, saying we fucked up with PSM, we're sorry, thanks for your support.
No, see, they didn't say that, though. That's the issue I had, is that they started with a joke, and the joke was kind of a, you know, it's not really our fault. Then they didn't use the words we were hacked or we had security issues. They just used,
they didn't mention hard targets like that. I mean, that's PR, though. I mean, they're not going to come out and say, like, yes, we had thousands of...
It's not like they were apologizing because I couldn't play Mortal Kombat online. They weren't apologizing because they had a massive security breach.
Yeah.
Right.
They didn't actually apologize to the customers. They apologized to the
correct. Yeah, I could see how people get upset about that. That it was directly towards sorry for the business guys, and I mean technically that's who this press conference is really for, is for the stockholders. But saying okay, guys, sorry about that. Thanks for your support. Thanks for all the funding and help you gave us. Whatever. We're going to continue to support you back. But yeah, it seemed like the gamers were kind of disconnected from that. But then the one qualm I had with it, I was like, okay, that sounds good. And the very next joke they say is, Jack Tritton has so much money, and you're like, oh God.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack Tretton's credit card didn't get lost.
Notice that Jack did not acknowledge that joke at any point.
So, yeah, he's like, thanks.
He probably slapped
him in the face. Now on PlayStation, we have blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
They announced God of War Collection, which I feel like they've already announced. I wasn't because they announced God of War 1 and 2,
which looks like the exact same fucking box and the exact same fucking packaging. They don't actually mention that this is the PSP games.
No, they mentioned that, but I feel like they even announced that when they announced the PSP Remaster line.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They did.
I mean, they also showed a trailer for Infamous 2, which is coming out like tomorrow or tonight.
Which is out.
It's been out since Sunday. Fine. I mean, it's a place that you can publicize it and sell it and remind people, hey, go buy this fucking game. So, yeah.
I mean, legally, it's not out yet. Like,
no, legally it's out. I mean, it's not like you can illegally.
Well, Mark knows a guy down in Chinatown that he can go to yesterday, actually.
Games that shipped early.
I'll tell you that Sony would probably allow them to sell it, but usually when you break street date, per copy, and this is in FCC regulations, you are fined $5,000 per copy. So if someone sold out of their 60 copies, enjoy your like net loss of $200,000.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to have a commercial that has the words available now in it, then you might as well just go ahead and sell the game.
Right. I agree with that. I mean,
just get rid of the entire concept of the street gate to begin with.
Yeah.
If it's sitting there in the back, like taking a break. Sell it.
Well, but then it turns into, you know how we are all really annoyed at DLCs being exclusive or like, oh, this costume. Imagine if a game was exclusive. Like, that's what you would run into verbatim. A company like GameStop would say, I want to sell this a week before other retailers are allowed to get it. What do you say?
Speaking of, did you guys see the awesome Fable 3 DLC that hit Steam today?
The dog pack?
You can get a dog outfit for $2.
$2. So you can buy anything from Horse Armor.
When I first saw that, I thought it was a outfit like for your dog in the game. But no, it makes you a furry.
Oh.
Yeah. There's also a chicken outfit.
That's considerably worse than what I was thinking. That's.
Speaking of furries, how do you guys like that Sly 4 trailer?
I didn't like it at all because there was no gameplay. It was another CG trailer.
Yeah.
It was a CG trailer. It was the ultimate cock tease in that they gave a release date of like the middle of next year. So.
Right. Him perched up. I mean, I'm super stoked that there's another Sly coming. Get me wrong.
Because I wish it were Sucker Punch, and it's not.
Yeah.
So who's working on it?
Sanzaru Games.
Who the fuck are they?
They ported a Ratchet and Clank game to PS2 from PSP, and they ported a Sly Collection to PS3.
And they used to be known as 252 Studios.
I mean, yeah, 847 Studios.
Oh god, no. So what is Sucker Punch doing?
Infamous, dude.
They just finished Infamous.
But they're going to keep making Infamous. It's like Resistance.
Imagine they're going to have some DSA content. They're going to have to monitor the create stuff so it doesn't go off the rails.
And Lord knows the DLC we're going to get for it. But yeah, I mean, I'm just super excited that there's... And the Sly Collection was really good. Like, I enjoyed the ports because they were
Well done. It was all, like, pre-made content.
Yeah, but, I mean... It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Whenever you're learning like how to draw or how to paint or how to cook, you always copy from someone else first.
And let's be fair, you can really screw that up too. Look at the Ubisoft ports that were just the PC games, and they're actually kind of terrible on the PS3.
Right. I'm not arguing against their programming. It's just there's video games have both creativity and programming, and it's a question of whether they can do the other side well too.
Right. Yeah, if it will feel like an actual Sly game or an impersonation of a Sly game.
Yeah. Because that's how the PSP games felt of, like, the various Clanks and Daxters.
Right.
Because they felt like the younger brother versions of their PS2 brethren.
Yeah, they did it like a recipe. Like, well, it has the guy and he jumps onto shit, so it should work, right? Like, they had that kind of flabbergasted, why didn't this sell as well? That's weird. let's see. Yeah, the
Vita's... Uncharted 3? That looked really...
Oh, yes.
That's of course.
Good. I think they're very purposely trying to invoke the Metal Gear Solid 2 trailer from like 10 years ago because it was almost exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I agree with that, like the flooding tanker and him running away from it and stuff like that.
I like what Mark said about it basically just being a remake of what did you say, Mark?
Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah. Best movie ever.
See, and I saw on the chat, and this confused me. On the chat, everyone was like, well, they gave away the best part of the game.
No, they didn't.
And I was like,
people were being so goddamn critical.
Of everything, Sony.
I think last year I ended up just closing out the chats just because A, there's so much going on and so much chat going on, but B, because when it comes to the Sony conference, people just all of a sudden they became, I don't know.
Yeah.
They became people still for some reason have this.
I don't know. I think Sony invites a lot of that criticism too.
Well, they have for the past.
How do they invite it?
Well, I mean, no one was really complaining about the Uncharted 3 demo as actually an Uncharted game. They're complaining about the demo itself. That, like, this doesn't work well if it's just Drake walking through hallways. This doesn't work well if it's like, hey... Well,
you had things like people saying, why did he climb all the way down there and then only realize it was a dead end? Like,
well, that was a joke.
Yeah, you're always going to find partisans, and they're always going to find, well, this other company sucks because I love this other company.
But then also on the flip side, people complained, and it was actual gameplay. So in the CG fest, that and people are like, oh yeah, of course Uncharted looks good. You're like,
what I'm kind
you're
of
throwing
wondering
away,
those,
you know,
it's, I'm kind of wondering if those guys actually played Uncharted 2, because that's actually kind
of
how Uncharted 2.
All of it, like all 25 hours is like that from front to back, man. It's
to some
wild.
Extent, I want them to get rid of stage demos because they're almost always boring.
I agree with that. I actually do. I think the show floor is where you get kind of the best, even though, you know, there's lines a mile long to play this stuff, so you only get like 10 minutes at a time. But I think word of mouth is going to be super powerful at E3, more so than like stage demos and press conferences.
Kind of while we're on the subject, fuck like G4 for constantly showing like crowd reaction shots of video games when we're tuning in to watch the video game. I don't want to see a guy's hand.
Was it just them? I thought that was the official stream.
That was the official Sony stream.
At least in the Sony conference specifically, they kept like they'd show you the direct feed and then like zoom out so you could see the screen and the crowd. And I'm like, just fucking.
You want to know why they do that? You seriously want to know why they do that?
Why?
Because the screens are Sony screens. I swear to God.
They did that on the Ubisoft because they'd show like the game, which okay, here's Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, and they'd show like a row of like three dudes just standing still in front of three monitors.
And it is funny that you bring up Ghost Recon because that was the one I thought of when we were talking about it earlier. Whenever he did the Gumpy like hand motions, they were zoomed all the way the fuck out, so like you barely saw this little dot like doing this like jig on stage, and he's reloading a gun, and I was like, yeah, this looks really Gumpy. Like the whole thing
gun
just looks
randomized.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know what kind of interested me about Sony conference in general is that there was basically, except for the Street Fighter versus Tekken thing, almost no Japanese development there.
That's actually
there was a time where Sony would hang their hat on like Versus 13, but now I mean they had a thing from the people who made Eve before they had Versus 13,
right, which is like an Icelandic company, like, you know, it's like well they're going everywhere.
Is that like Sony's direction, or is that kind of the direction of the Japanese gaming
community?
I mean, there's games. They can easily feature any number of games, but...
They did have the Ico collection. That was kind of featured.
I was surprised that was even mentioned, honestly. Like, honest to God, I think... Because of the tragedies that have happened in Japan and stuff like that, I think Tokyo Game Show is going to be more like the Pride of Japan-focused sort of event. If that makes sense. You know what I mean? Because no one could have foreseen what happened to Japan happening. And it's super unfortunate. I mean, they're still recovering. They're still in a huge way recovering. And
did that nuclear reactor like ever stop like blowing up? Are they fine with that now?
I think
there was a bunny born without ears.
That's sad. But that could just be random chance.
Yeah. Out of all the bunnies in the world, that's just ratios.
Yeah, it's just sample size.
But yeah, so, yeah, I mean... I
was going to mention, because we're on the Ico collection, they didn't actually show Last Guardian at all, did they?
Nope. I'm not telling you, man, that's a Tokyo Game Show, straight up.
Mm. Okay.
Straight up.
I mean, that's...
I think on the Ico collection, they just... Somebody said, we just have to fucking release it at some point.
Yeah. Which is smart. I mean, they cannot wait to use it as a hype thing because people already know about it. People want to buy it right now. If they release it tomorrow, people would eat that shit up. So I don't know what they're holding on to. Like,
speaking of which, like that game in Metal Gear Solid Collection and Zone of the Enders Collection, why weren't they also announced for Vita? Because that could have been the definition of the transferring stuff.
That's exactly. That's actually a good point because we saw in the Konami deal the transferring from PlayStation 3 to PSP.
Right.
And then they're like, "Oh, and this will work on every game on the HD collection." And I was like, "Did you guys announce something without announcing something just now?"
But I figured we'd see the result of that at a Sony conference, and they were just mum about it.
Well, I think it's because it was Konami stuff, and they were just like interested in showing their own stuff.
But I mean, even Ico and Shadow of the Colossus collection, those would have made sense also on Vita.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still really miss when consoles used to come with like a game, or like a pack-in, and if they had different kind of SKUs or combos, whatever you want to call it, with like the PSP Vita, you know, preloaded with Shadow of the Colossus and Ico, and you know, preloaded with Madden, whatever the fuck you want. I don't know, but I know they won't do that.
What's kind of hilarious about that? They're talking about pack-ins. Apparently, Sony's television set has a pack-in.
Kind of weird.
That was a weird thing to announce in general.
Yeah. It was sort of a clunky announcement because have we ever before this? I know we've seen them talk about 3D technology as a big proponent and Blu-ray and stuff like that, but have we actually seen them cross-shill another division of Sony that blatantly?
Well, they kind of have to because they're kind of working in concert. You know, they're using like the 3D thing as an exclusive thing for
Blu-rays and for gaming and
Wait, let me get this straight. The TV itself does not play PlayStation games. It's just a 3D TV.
Correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Then it's really overpriced.
Not really.
Not at all.
You can get 3D Vizios for much cheaper and a much better inch-to-price ratio.
Really?
$500 for 24 inches?
That's kind of standard right now. That's standard for non-3D television.
I feel like 3D is falling much faster than that.
Yeah.
I thought 3D was something that was included in most every television that you bought and new nowadays.
Kind of, sort of.
And especially if you throw in a $60 game, like for, what was it, $4.99, and you get the TV, and you get Resistance 2, which is a $60 game.
And an HDMI cable.
Yeah, which is $50 by itself.
Sorry, right. Resistance free. Right, yeah, I was about to say, in an HDMI cable, which going by non-mono, monoprice.com pricing is $50. And you get, what, $70 glasses or however the much fuck they are.
Also, they kept referring to it as a monitor, so I have no idea if it's actually like...
It does that, like, you can have, like, two sets of eyeglasses.
The screen thing.
Yeah, they patented that a while ago. Like, the basic idea is one person wears one set of glasses and one person wears the other, and it's a 60 frame per second game. 30 frames are sent to one person, and 30 frames are sent to the other. So, one person gets their view, another person gets their view, and to everyone else, it's just an unintelligible mess.
It's just a clusterfuck.
It actually sounds like a useful, like, use of the technology, though.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I can't
I remember...
It basically kills spectator gaming, but if it's just you two people, it works well.
Well, I remember putting up, like, a long pillow in the middle of a screen so me and my brother can play Switch screen
I was
games.
About to say, this makes the cardboard grid go out of sight. This is the new version of that, but...
Yeah, but so I know we didn't really talk about Vita that much other than the pricing. Like, we didn't talk about the games, but
I think we talked about pricing.
Yeah, we did. We kind of mentioned it.
Yeah,
I mean,
did.
Okay.
But it's
fucking great.
Yeah, that is fucking great.
It's brilliant, and they're taking a huge loss at it, I'm sure. But it's what they needed to do. If they had been 300, it would have been difficult. If they had been 350, it would have been impossible.
It would have been dead. Yeah, on arrival, it would have been dead. But 249, that's
awesome. Enough for me to basically say, that's it, I'll get it at launch.
Yeah, I'll wait in a line to get it the day it comes out. And it's so bizarre because I think it was a mixture of not only the price, but then the fact that, oh, hey, Street Fighter versus Tekken. And I was like, that's kind of not an odd game to announce for it, but it's a game that I kind of wouldn't expect them to put. I don't know why. I don't know why it took me by surprise that much, but I was like, that's actually a solid release for it.
Yeah,
fighting games that are portable seem kind of a hard sell to me because using that as like a controller kind of sucks.
I will tell you, man, the Dead or Alive for 3DS is fantastic. Like, it's really well done.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's a lot better than that, like Street Fighter 4.
No, you don't. I played Dead or Alive 4. I played Dead or Alive Collection on the Xbox. No, I'm not.
If you don't like Dead or Alive as a fundamental gameplay concept, you want like this
because it's counter.
It's a well-made game. Right. It's just if you don't like the fundamentals of DOA 4, it's not going to change your mind.
It's basically DOA 4 on a handheld.
Yeah.
I
was going to say we should probably hold on talking about any of the games because I know Tyler is, I think, possibly our biggest mobile kind of handheld gamer. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, not biggest, but I know he would have a lot to say about it. So
did they announce anything? Did they announce anything exclusive to the Vita today, because everything looked like PS3 ports.
Yeah,
VanillaWare has a game called Dragon's Crown for it.
Ooh,
that's what that was shown at the end of that trailer.
Right. Yeah, it looked beautiful. I mean, I don't know about gameplay, but of course it looked good.
Right,
and
that was the VanillaWare game, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was gonna say about Street Fighter versus Tekken that the brilliant thing is back before E3, Ono said there was a specific system that was going to be able to transfer data between consoles and handhelds. So if that's the case, if you could take like your actual profile with you, or you can like say bring Cole onto the PS3 version,
right?
That's probably a very good use of that handheld.
Yeah, exactly.
A reason to get both versions.
Yeah, for sure. I really hope they start doing more stuff like that because I know they, you know, they had you can play PS3 games from your PSP, but they never really had like some cross functionality. You could transfer, you know, PS1 game saves But for something like that, that action RPG, that, you know, Torchlight-esque game, being able to play that like on the go and then also back on would be awesome. But the question is, do you have to buy two copies?
Right, correct.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how transferring works. You have to buy a copy for the grown-up system and for the handheld system.
Maybe actually, as far as Peace Walker goes, at very least the PS3 version will come with a voucher for Peace Walker on PSN.
Well, that's nice.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
And I was going to ask you guys, do we think that kind of the theme of this E3 is going to be connectivity? And I use that as kind of a very vague term, like with Kinect. I mean, we may not agree with all the stuff they're doing, but like with this transferring stuff, and then tomorrow, Lord knows what Nintendo's going to show.
As long as it's not like game consoles interacting with the big television set, like I'm playing the game on a PS, on the Vita, when I play it on the big screen instead when I'm sitting at home, I don't have a problem with that. As if we're not going into the Crystal Chronicles situation, that's not an issue. But moving games back and forth, I don't know if that's, I don't know how much use that's going to be in the end, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Well, I think at a point it would be fucking confusing. Because, like, oh, God, which one has my latest save?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
And well, if it's all in the cloud, that's useful.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but if you've got, you know, your PSP with, you know, just Wi-Fi, like if you don't have 3G, then...
We can still move it over. I mean, because your PlayStation 3 has Wi-Fi built into it.
But I mean, let's say you don't. I mean, unless it's got something you bring it home, and even in sleep mode, it'll automatically sync stuff or something. But the situation could arise, obviously. But, you know.
I think it creates some like gameplay development issues, because if you're going to use this feature, and presumably anything that has like a Vita port and a PS3 port is going to use that feature, you actually have to design down to the Vita.
Right.
Because you can't have sections that you can't play on the Vita and on the PS3.
Right.
So I think this might not be a good thing for us in the end. And I'm kind of sure if it's like of great value, because I'm not sure I want to play like full-size games on a handheld.
Of if you're taking the Vita out and you turn it on, let's say on the road, or like on a bus trip, if you can't sync to your save, you're kind of fucked there.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you're underground in the subway over here, you can't, I guess when you get back then, up above ground.
It might be stuff that just kind of is parallel to it or somehow that kind of assists it.
But I think Sony danced around and they shouldn't, like, they need to be clear at this and they need to make sure it's not what I fear it is. But if the Vita has $60 games, it's done.
Yeah, the game pricing is huge. If it's $40
is pushing things already. Like, yeah. 3DS games aren't selling that well because of that price.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. As far as the transferring stuff or whatever, the kind of cross PS3 and then PS Vita, whatever PSV play goes, I really hope we see some interesting downloadable games, because that's I would really love. I never really delved into PSN on the PSP, so I really hope we get some neat kind of little indie games, downloadable games.
Both Sony and Microsoft kind of ignore downloadable games this year.
Yeah, I was sad we didn't see. I knew we saw the montage.
Sony had like a picture of Outland, and that was it.
Yeah.
Well, did Microsoft announce the Summer of Games? Like anything that was coming up on that?
Not a single thing.
At least.
But they did Minecraft for Kinect.
Oh yeah, some people got so pissed off about that.
Oh yeah.
Well, there's already a Minecraft game like game on the
Notch. I think it's just what it represents, that like Notch was an indie darling, and then to sell it to Microsoft, which fans. Yeah, but think about how many people you know that love Minecraft and hate Microsoft.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's disingenuous to like get mad at a guy for getting paid.
Yeah,
I agree with
that
totally.
Being successful.
Yeah,
it is Kinect Minecraft, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
Connect Craft.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if the updates on PC run parallel to the. I mean, I don't know. It's still not a complete game, so I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
as long as he doesn't push PC development by the wayside, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be
good. Yeah, Minecraft is done anyway. Play Terajima.
What was that? What, Mark?
I said Minecraft is done anyway. Play Terajima instead, or Terragama, or whatever it's called.
Terraria. Yeah.
Yeah. Terraria. There we go.
Let's see. We'll kind
of play Project Zomboid.
Yeah, I do need to play that. We'll wrap this up real quick. Before we go, I'm gonna just do a really quick roundtable. What do you guys think Nintendo has to do tomorrow to kind of come out full momentum? I mean, what do you think we're gonna see tomorrow?
I think we're going to see a new console.
Yeah. Like price, the works.
I don't know. I mean, is that like obvious? Did I just, am I old?
Well, they already said that it will be there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had no idea.
Have they said they're going to announce the price at E3?
No, they definitely not. Well, 3DS didn't even announce a price at E3 last year. They just did it like 2 months, I think, before the actual release.
Right. Interesting. Do you think now that, I mean, PS Vita does have a price at that? Because a lot of people are thinking, oh, well, PS Vita is $249, so now 3DS has to drop in price.
Yeah, they do, but not right now.
They can't. Do it
end of the year, sure, when the PS Vita actually comes out.
Maybe early next year is the soonest I can think of. I think they're going to go through a Christmas. I think they're going to go through a Christmas full price. And then
do a hardware revision.
According to 8.4, they were saying that it was going to drop down to $200 quite soon. So
I think what's going to be likely is that it won't be an actual price drop. They'll do the same thing they did with the Wii and bundle it with, say, Mario Kart.
Change the SKU around, yeah.
Right.
Because Mario Kart's going to be that game that is going to get people to actually want the 3DS.
Right. Do you think the announcement of the Vita price for both versions of it is going to put that pressure on Nintendo to at least announce a price?
No.
I think they can because they can't match $250. They don't want to match $250 because they make money off their consoles.
Right.
So if they do announce a price and it's over $250, it's going to hurt them in the court of public opinion.
Well, I mean, it depends on what features it has. If it does have the controllers with the touch screens and all this other random stuff, then I could see people paying $300 to $350 for it.
I'm betting $350 because Nintendo put a $100 price increase on the DS to the 3DS.
Right.
I think they're doing the same thing with the Wii to the cafe.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially if they're going to be interconnected somehow.
Okay, and actual name predictions for the new Nintendo console?
I'm going to go ahead and say cafe.
Game Informer and GTTV seem to firmly believe it is called the Nintendo.
That's the dumbest.
Please let it be the Nintendo, because I want to say the Nintendo.
The Nintendo.
The Mario game.
Yeah,
the Nintendo. The Nintendo.
Because see, the thing is, if they did call it just the Nintendo, they have a perfect end to say we're going back to the basics.
It's a reboot.
Exactly. They can say we're starting from scratch, and they can do that, and then it would reset everybody's mind. But just calling it the Nintendo is ridiculous to me.
Yeah,
they don't care about ridiculous. They didn't.
I think you just have to drop the console manufacturer name at that point. You just have to say the Nintendo. Because they don't actually, like, the official name of the Wii is not the Nintendo Wii. They made it very clear in their PR that it has to just be the Wii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when I was writing, like, actual stuff from pressers then, like, if you wrote the Nintendo Wii, they'd actually email you and get on your case about it.
Interesting. Okay, so I mean, what do we think? Do we think there's going to be any actual like megaton surprises? We know a system's coming. We know kind of, sort of what tech to look for, but
so you think we just see games for it?
Right. Do you think that they're going to blindside us with something?
I don't know. I have not really been following 3DS news, so as far as that goes, I don't know if they said anything about a new Metroid for it or anything.
I think they have to announce a bunch of 3DS games, right? They have to.
Yeah.
Show it their holiday lineup.
And I think they're going to because Ubisoft said nothing. And we know for a fact Ubisoft is making like 17 games.
Exactly. They're churning those bastards out like crazy. And the thing is, they definitely need to announce more 3DS stuff, if not only for us, but for Japan. Because the 3DS isn't doing as well as they hoped. I mean, it's doing okay, but it's not doing near the numbers they thought it would.
So Assassin's Creed 3DS.
With Kinect support. I'm trying to think of what they could announce that would just – people would go like,
that's
oh,
the thing.
Shit.
Like with Nintendo conferences, you already know what's going to happen.
Right.
They're going to announce a new game with one of their IPs.
Yeah.
Zelda.
Yeah. And like that's the thing. They're screwed because if you announce a new IP there, no one's going to care. Because people go to Nintendo conferences to see
That's a shame because I would really love to see a new IP from Nintendo.
Do they show Mario or the new Mario Kart?
They're going to show Mario 3DS. They're going to show Mario Kart 3DS. They might show tech demos showing those things for a HD system. The way the Wii reveal worked is one of the games was Metroid Prime 2, but with a remote control option. Right. And the other games were games that eventually made their way into Wii Play and Wii Sports. Right. I feel like we're probably going to see something like that. Things that show off tech or HD tech, it might be games in the future, but aren't right now.
Did they say anything about the Vita being backwards compatible with PSP games?
I assume
it has to be only downloadable. Okay. Do you think Cafe will be backwards compatible with GameCube?
The rumor is that it's fully backwards compatible with all Wii games and Wii controllers. So whether or not it goes past that, whether or not it actually does GameCube as well, which shouldn't be an issue because the hardware is very similar. But
yeah, exactly.
Downloadable GameCube games.
Putting a GameCube chip in it can't be terribly expensive.
Yeah, especially nowadays. I'm thinking the one thing they need to show, because if they are going with that whole interconnectivity thing, I know it's already been talked about, but I do want to see kind of a Four Swords adventure.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily a reboot, but maybe just a high def remake or something that has some sort of functionality. They need a killer app to show us what the system can do 100%. Not maybe as far as like graphics power or something like that, but as far as functionality. We need to see all of it work together. Because if there's any disconnect, then I don't think people will be sold on the idea.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Tomorrow's less than 12 hours away at this point.
Yeah, we're literally down to the 12-hour wire. And then, we're going to have a... We'll bring this one to the close that it so rightfully deserves. And, oh, man, this week's going to be wild.
I do want to point out one thing. Is Mr. Caffeine saying Tom Clancy?
Tom Clancy?
For some reason, I can't get that out of my head.
Clancy! and then Kobe actually talking smack was funny
to me. About his own guys.
Oh, yeah, on his own fucking team. That's amazing.
These guys can't play the triangle worth a shit.
It's like, good one, man.
The championship.
Good sports ball reference, Kobe.
Yeah, he does that.
But he's pretty good at that sports ball here. But tomorrow we're going to do another one, talk about Nintendo. I think we're going to have Tyler on, hopefully. We're going to kind of go over what other stuff we find, because now that once Nintendo's done, we'll actually get to kind of play around. You know what I mean? We'll get to look at footage. We'll get to find out the games we really want to look at. You know, I want to look at more like Bioshock Infinite. I want to see all
Didn't
sorts
even
of
get to talk about Skyrim.
Yeah, but Skyrim, or even the Arkham City, man. Arkham City looks unbelievable.
Great. Ninja Gaiden 3 was shown.
Yep. I mean, there's so much to talk about. But thank you, gentlemen, for joining me. I know it was kind of really quick, but we'll get this one up tonight. Tomorrow, everyone, tune in to Nintendo. Then join us in the evening. We're going to be on our IRC chat. If you go to nitrobeer.com, there's a big, awesome banner that Brian made. With the overcompensation or overcompensating?
Overcompensating. One of my favorite stills from that comic. Just donk, donk.
Amazing image. Join the IRC room.
We don't have to pay him money for that, do we?
No.
I sent him a Twitter message saying, oh, God. Oh, here, hold on. Let me find this verbatim.
So he's not going to sue us or, like, send somebody out to
show us? Oh, he might. I don't think he would, but let's see. My message was, oh, God, please don't backhack us for using donk, donk on our tiny Bidjigam News Talk site.
Yeah. That's fair. And a lot to look forward to tomorrow. I know we're doing a main one tomorrow. And then when is our – are we just going to do one more podcast after that? Are we going to do one later in the week? Or
maybe a short one towards the end of the week, like Thursday or something.
Kind of a wrap-up special.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe it's just us all going
– Yeah, all being zombies from all of this. But, stay tuned to NitroBeer.com. We're going to have articles all week. Kind of the live streams are dying down, so I'll have the archives of the big three. Microsoft's is already up. Sony's is going up soon. Nintendo's will be up tomorrow night. A lot of cool stuff. But thank you, gentlemen. E3 has officially begun. And we can't wait to see you guys tomorrow. Have a good night.
Later.
Put on your 3D glasses now.
In the interest of time.